Father, again, thank you this morning. Praise the Lord. We know that every time we gather together, two or three, you are in the midst. And anytime we open the Word of God to hear it or to speak it, it is written that the entrance of your Word gives light. It brings in light and gives understanding to the simple. Pray as always, let that light shine in our hearts today, giving us understanding. Pray also, Lord, that you bring wisdom, you bring grace to our hearts, and you know, the understanding of the victory that we have in Christ. Give you, Lord, the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's hour of power, our lesson will be void, and I've alluded to this in the past, but I want to teach on this and minister on this and speak this message over the house today, and I pray the recording will be intact, because this message will carry a blessing for everyone. Even if they are not here. Void where prohibited by God's law. So void. Now we're going to be talking about the tokens of the liars. We're going to be talking about devices of the wicked. Now, we're going to also be talking about the cunning craftiness that the devil tries to bring. We're going to be talking about disannulling any covenants with death, all kinds of agreements with hell. We're come against all those things here this morning. It's going to be more of a point blank ministration, surgical strikes. Hallelujah. You know, to pinpoint any areas where the devil maybe trying to gain an advantage over us. Well, we're going to start here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 24 and 25. Here's God's declaration, point blank, against the tokens of the liars. And I'm going to explain what those tokens are in a bit. Now, the Lord speaks expressly and says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things. He introduced himself like that. That stretched forth the heavens alone. I didn't need any help then, and I don't need any help now. That spreadeth out the abroad the earth by myself, that frustrated, glory to God, the tokens of the liars, maketh diviners mad, and turneth wise men backward, maketh their knowledge to be foolish. That's right. So, frustrating the tokens of the liars, making diviners mad. Diviners, people that gaze in crystal balls, you know, try to look at, you know, people, palm readers and so forth. Of course, believers should not, never submit themselves to those things, you know, but if you submit yourself, then they have power over you. But if you do not submit, they have no power over you. They are gazers. They are peepers. We have peeping spirits. We have muttering spirits. We have gazing spirits. And we have the tokens. And many tokens of liars. Let me go straight to surgically strike against several of them. Anytime that the enemy comes against a promise of God for your life, which God has ordained, and the enemy tries to overturn that, that's a token of lies. When the Lord says that I have come to give you life, and that abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10. The devil says, no, I'm coming to kill you. I'm coming to steal your joy, going to destroy your life. You know, I'm going to kill your dreams. Well, that's a talking of lies. When the Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15 and 26. The devil says, no, I'm going to bring some sickness. I'm going to bring some evil against you. That's a token of lies. When the Lord says that, you know, the Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord's word is a lamp to your feet, a light to your path. Psalm 119:105. The devil says, no, I'm going to bring you into darkness, bring you into confusion. Well, that's a token of lies. When the Lord says, go forward, even like he said to the children of Israel, when they were facing the Red Sea, they had their Red Sea moment. And you have your Red Sea moments from time to time as well, you know. And when the Lord says, go forward, the devil says, I'm going to keep you stagnated. I am going to make you backwards. You will make no progress. That's a token of lies. When the Lord says that, you know, I am the Lord that strengthens you to do all things, the devil says, no, you can't do that. You know, when the Lord says yes, the devil tries to say no. Those are tokens of lies. The word of God is the truth, and the devil is the father of lies. Now, every scripture of promise that God has given us is for us to be exercised therein. You know, but just because the Lord gave the word and gave the promise, it doesn't mean it's going to be that easy. Devil's going to put up a fight, but his fight will be called the tokens of lies. The Lord said, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Exodus 14 and 15. Well, the devil says, no, I'm going to keep you behind bars. You're not going anywhere. That's a token of lies. When the Lord says, I am he that goes before you, and I will cut asunder the gates of brass, and I will break in pieces the bars of iron. Isaiah 45 and verse 2, the devil says, no, I'm going to keep you behind bars. I'm going to make sure you have no victory, and you have, you know, I mean, you just be hemmed in, jammed in like that. You know, and on and on and on. I mean, you can pick every promise of God that God has given us in order for us to profit therein, in order for us to be closer into his divine nature, in order for us to have more victory. The devil has a contradiction against that promise. Tokens of liars who speak evil, try to speak evil in your ears, try to bring evil to your eyes, try to just frustrate your heart. But God said, no, I am the one instead that we frustrate the tokens of liars. Now, I've spoken generally, but there are even more tokens. You know, there are people who are into witchcraft and voodooism and all kinds of stuff. They would take tokens and try to conjure up things. A token might be your photo. It might be something that carries your DNA. It might be, you know, something they've conjured up and so on and so forth. And they try to bring something to pass which the Lord has not commanded. And then, you know, but the Lord says, look, I am he that frustrates the tokens of the liars. And who is it that saith anything and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Lamentation 3 and 37. Well, you know, those are some tokens, and there are many, many more that we want to surgically attack today. Every time, you know, that the Lord has good for you, according to Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, the devil wants to put you, quote unquote, behind spiritual bars, you know, so that you will not make the progress that God wants you to have. When the devil's, when the Lord said, your health shall spring forth speedily, you know, according to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, the Lord began to give many promises of blessings. You know, your health shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58 and verse 8. The devil says, no, I'm going to bring you evil. I'm going to bring some evil in your body. I'm going to bring some disease. I'm going to bring, you know, some sickness. Now, these things are tokens of liars. A lie, therefore, is defined as something that is contrary to the truth. Thy word is truth. You know, Jesus said that himself. And so everything that is contrary to the word of God is therefore a lie. And the instruments that the devil will use to try to perpetrate that lie in your life against the word of God for you are called tokens of the liars. You know, so Jesus praying in John chapter 17 and verse 17 says, sanctify them, praying for his disciples and us, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. But because the word of God is truth, that anything that is contrary to the word of God is therefore a lie. Now, sometimes even the facts can be used as lies. Now, the word of God is the truth. The word of God is beyond facts. But the devil may even use facts, gather something together, but put a little twist to it to make it a lie. You know, twisted the word a little bit in the beginning to Eve to make it become a lie. Once the word of God is twisted, you know, and it's no longer 100%, it becomes a lie. You take 3 measures of meal, you take 1 measure of leaven, you mix up the whole thing, like Jesus said in that parable, then becomes a lie. You take what even appears to be 90-something% of what God said. Did God say that you shall not eat of every tree that is in the garden? God didn't say that. You know, God said, of all these trees, you may freely eat, but except this one. You know, and then say, oh, well, God knows that you will be wise. You know, and, you know, challenge God's integrity like that. You know, when the devil comes up against the word of God, you know, then that's a lie. I can go on and on and on just to help you, see, you know, the things. I want to dwell a little bit about health and healing. When the Lord says, I will put a difference between you and the rest of the world. Exodus 11 verse 7. That's what the Lord said. That devil says, no, you know, I am going to put all the same sicknesses on you that the world has. When the Lord says, I am the Lord that healeth thee, the devil, which is a lie, says, no, you will not be healed. You will not be healed. You will die of this sickness. Now, when the Lord says in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 15, that I am the Lord that will take away all evil diseases and sicknesses from the midst of thee. Midst means among you as a people. Also could be midst means inside of you. So, you know, but the devil says, no, you know, this thing that is inside of you will kill you. You know, and so on and so forth. When the Lord says, God has sent his word and healed them and begins to show you examples. Psalm 107 verse 20, the devil will bring to you someone that died out of their sickness when they cried unto the Lord and he didn't walk. But the devil will use that as a token of lies. When the Lord says in Isaiah 33 and verse 24, and I hope you're taking note of these scriptures, and I hope somebody is helping me to post these scriptures. When the Lord says in Isaiah 33 and 24 that none shall be sick in the kingdom, the devil says, you will be sick. That's a token of lies. When the Lord says, by his stripes, you are already healed. Isaiah 53 verse 5, prophesy that. And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 confirms it. The devil says, no, you will not be healed. Now, why am I putting it this way instead of the other way around? Normally, we say what the devil tries to do and how the Lord, when the devil tries to say no, how the Lord says yes. That's normally how we preach these things. But I'm turning it in reverse today because this is a surgical strike against the tokens of lies. I'm showing the promises of God for us and how the devil comes against those things with tokens of lies, you know, and so forth. And, the Lord also says, unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4 and 2. The devil will bring to you, you know, somebody that perished and they were a believer. And he will say, hey, you see, they didn't get healed. When the Lord says in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 2, yes, I will that you be healed. Because this man asked Jesus, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole. And Jesus said, I will be thou made whole. When Jesus says, I will be thou made whole, the devil tells you, it is not the will of God for you to be healed. I mean, in fact, he will say, maybe it is the will of God for you to have this sickness. Maybe it's your cross. You know, those are tokens of lies. Hallelujah. You know, so on and on and on. Those are how tokens of lies work. What about devices of the wicked? What about the counsels of the wicked? What about their plans? Let's talk about that for a bit as well. Devices of the wicked. Well, they could also be the tokens of liars. Anytime that anyone tries to plan anything against you, at anyone can be a person, can be a devil. I'm just using that term, anyone, loosely. Job chapter 5. Let's take a look and read a few verses out of Job chapter 5, beginning at verse 12, and see what the Lord says about, you know, things that are planned against you. The devil can plan sickness, can plan disease, can plan accident, can plan evil against you. You know, here's what the Lord says. The Lord disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the four is carried headlong, dash them into pieces. They meet with darkness in the daytime. They grope in the noonday as the night. But the Lord, he saveth the poor and those whose heart are on him from their sword and from their mouth and from the hand of the so-called mighty, so that the poor can have hope, because the Lord will stop the mouth of iniquity. You know, so the voice of iniquity, the lying spirits, the peeping spirit, and the muttering spirit, the Lord frustrates them all. You know, what about, you know, there are people that are even suffering, you know, different things in different lands. There's places where there's a lot of hardship, and maybe even famine and stuff going on. The devil says, you will die in this famine. You will die here. There is no hope. You're going to die. Oh, there is war all around. The devil says, you will be killed in this war. You know, that's lies and tokens and different things. But on the other hand, here's what the Lord said in this same Job chapter 5 and verse 20. The Lord says, even in famine, he will redeem you from death. Even in war, he will reveal and redeem you from the power of the sword. Now, this is how God frustrates the tokens of lies and disappoints the devices of the wicked. Well, let's talk about covenants and agreements. You know, devil likes to take out a covenant of death on people. You know, there are forces of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. They gather together, they plan evil. They might even put your name on it, you know, or kill you. They have their councils in the, you know, in the dark regions and things like that. But the eye of the Lord, the eye of the eagle, he's seen them all, you know, and it's amazing how God can frustrate, you know, their plans. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 18. The Lord says that any covenant with death shall be disannulled. You know, where the enemy has put your name on the list of death, put you as a target, the Lord said that covenant shall be disannulled. And any agreement with hell shall not stand. Well, let's talk about covenants with death and agreements with hell. Ladies and gentlemen, this part is very serious. You yourself must never use your mouth to make agreement with the darkness of hell. How does that happen? Well, when you speak evil First, you think evil, and then when you speak the evil, you might want to listen to the lesson we did a couple of months ago on, you know, see no evil and think no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, that kind of thing. You know, when you think the evil and you speak the evil, then you are making an agreement with hell. You know, when the Lord says, I am the Lord that heals you, the devil plants a seed of doubt and unbelief in your heart. And if you allow your mouth to speak it, then the Bible says that, look, the tongue carries the power of life and death. The devil may try to plant that thought, but that just the fact that the thought comes into your head doesn't mean that you've agreed with it. You can reject it. I mean, the devil planted some thoughts in the mind of Jesus. Say, hey, that the Son of God, and you make these stones bread. You are the Son of God, and you jump down from this hill and this mountain and so forth. You know, you may not be able to prevent the thought from coming into your mind, but you most certainly do not have to agree with it. The moment you agree with it, you give power to that token of lies. And you must not do that. And even where you have unadvisedly spoken evil with your mouth to create agreement with hell, we're going to break it down here this morning. Hallelujah. There will be no covenant of death that will stand. There will be no agreement of hell. Now, every time we agree with any negative thing, that's an agreement with hell, because these things come from the pit of hell. You know, so it's not going to stand. It's not, because it is void. We are prohibited by God's law. That's where the title of today came from. Void. We are prohibited by God. You can sign a contract here in the United States. There is a provision by many states. You know, each state has their own thing. Some states, such as the state of Arizona, will have an underlining, you know, an overriding statute on every contract. And it says, void, we are prohibited by law. So you can enter into a contract, whether verbal or written or handshake contract. Those are valid in many states. You know, but some states will have this thing that says, well, this agreement, you may not even see it there on that particular paper because it's not written there, but it may be a statute and it may be, you know, an ordinance that the state has put in place that says any agreement that is contrary to state law is void. You know, so you really can't just come up and make an agreement just because two of you shake hand or write or sign it or even go before a, you know, notary public and seal it. If it's contrary to the law of the land, it will not stand. You know, so that's what void where prohibited by law means. But this time around, we're talking about void where prohibited by God's law. And the Lord revealed this thing to me in the spirit some time back. The devil, I was shown, taking a contract out on certain names. And as he wrote, I looked, but I saw nothing. And I was looking, trying to figure out what name is he writing or what names is he writing on that contract. I knew it was a contract of death. I knew it was an agreement or something, you know, it was taken out, take out certain people, take them out and put them in this target list of death. And as I was looking, trying to see what he was writing, I saw nothing. I'm like, what's going on? And then a voice of the Lord said, void! We are prohibited by law. It is voided. You may take out the contract, but it is voided. We are prohibited by God's law. And the law of liberty for the sons of God prohibits many of these tokens of liars. Now, today I am here to declare that over everyone that's here and everyone that will listen to it later on. I've alluded to this here and there in the past. Today, I'm coming against all tokens of liars in the name of the Lord. And I am coming against any covenants with death. And I am coming against all agreements with hell. Now, hell has opened his mouth wide. So is death. And there are some things that are never satisfied. The Bible says death is one of them. I mean, the grave is one of them. He's never satisfied. No matter how much you give it, how many you give it, he wants more. Well, no more. Not if you are going after one of God's children. Enough already. So we're going to put a stop to that, especially you. You're going to stake your stand over your own house, over your own family, even if you are a single parent, mother, or whatever, over your children. If you are a father, you take a stand over your wife and your children. If you are a mother, you take a stand for your husband and for your children. I mean, if you are in a family, you take a stand for your parents and for your siblings. If you are in a group, you take a stand for yourself and your community, like your church. I mean, all of us, you know, we need to band together. The believers who are trusting the Lord for this visible breaking forth that we've been talking about the last few days must band together everywhere. You know, and there is strength in numbers. Did you know that the hunting animal looking for who to prey on, when they are out there, the lion, the tiger, the leopard, you know, and all these things, I mean, they are skilled. They know how to hide and prowl among the grass. They're looking at the herd of deer, you know, that's over there, that they're looking for who to, you know, pounce on. Which one of them to pounce on? 1 Peter 5:8. Your enemy, your adversary, the devil, is prowling, looking for whom he might devour. He can't devour everybody. That's why he's looking. If he could devour everybody, he would not even look. Just devour, devour, devour. But he can't do it. You know, when you got that blood covering you, the blood of Jesus Christ, which the Bible says they overcame that devil, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, you know, and you use that blood, you say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. First time you throw that up, it's like the pillar of fire against the chariots of Pharaoh. They can't go forward. That's it. Right there. You know, and the devil, he cannot cross that bloodline. Hallelujah. So we throw up that bloodline. We cover ourselves with that bloodline. You stand for yourself. Stand for your loved ones. And look, Isaiah, I love this verse. You know, it tells us what we must do. Now, it's a good thing to get help, you know, from ministers, especially those who are skilled in deliverance and things like that. You know, but that scripture has already given you the power to deliver yourself. According to the words of Isaiah 52 and verse 2, it says, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. We'll put your name there. Loose thyself from the bands around your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. You know, that's it. You lose yourself. Don't stick your neck under anything. Don't let the devil put any yoke, you know, over you. And it's saying that you yourself shake yourself from the bands, the dust, arise and loose yourself from the bands around your neck. That is so powerful. Now, the anointing of the Lord is present with you to help you to break the yoke of the devil. The anointing of the Lord is present with you to help you to frustrate the tokens of liars. Now, here are some things about what the Lord said about his anointing that breaks the yoke. The book of Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day, such as now, at such a time, that the burden of the devil, his lies, his tokens, his covenants, his yoke, his burden shall be taken off your shoulder, his yoke shall be broken from your neck, the yoke shall be broken and destroyed because of the anointing. That's right. You know, the anointing of the Lord is what breaks the yoke. The Lord will take away the heavy burdens. The heavy burdens, you know, that the enemy put upon you, that cause you to be bowed over. The Lord will take away those heavy burdens. Hallelujah. Take them away. Jesus said in Matthew 11, began to speak to the people, you know, in verse 28, he said, look, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Why are you carrying this heavy laden? When Jesus said, come and cast your burdens upon me. Hallelujah. Heavy burdens are broken by the spirit and anointing of the Lord, you know, to cause you to go upright, you know, so that you may not be bent over anymore. You can go upright now. You know, people can't really go upright when the devil, you know, has put so many burdens on them. They are bowed over, you know, and the devil makes sure to pile many things upon the people. In the words of Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 13, here's another way that the Lord snaps and breaks those tokens and those heavy burdens. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their slaves anymore. I have broken those bands. I have broken those heavy yokes. And I'm causing you to go upright. No more bent over. Praise the Lord. Now, heavy burdens and things like that will really cause people to bend over. You know, all kinds of things that the devil put upon people. The burden is so heavy that you cannot even carry them. Make you to be bent over. But the Lord said in this verse that I have broken those burdens. I don't want you to be bondmen. Don't be slave men. According to Leviticus 26 and 13, I have broken, not that I will break, but I have already broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright. Get rid of those heavy burdens. Stand upright. Now, so sometimes what the Lord has already done, we have to step in and enforce it. You know, I've been saying here over the last several weeks that God doesn't start anything until first he finishes it. So all the deliverance and everything that you need is already finished, but you got to go in and enforce it. The heavy burdens, like, you know, a bad bill of health can be a heavy burden. You got to run up and down. You got to run helter-skelter. There was this woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says that she has spent all her living on doctors, but was nothing bettered. She was not even improved. It was a heavy burden that she had to bear. How can you spend all your living on doctors? Spent all her living on doctors. Ran from pillar to post, but she was not even improved. But one day, you know the story, she thought within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Hallelujah. So this woman, she spent everything, we're told. Now that's a heavy burden. You can read that story in Luke chapter 8. Verses 43 to 48. There's other places in the Bible too that has that. That this woman spent all her living upon physicians, we are told, but could not be healed by any. You know, well, it's a good thing if the physicians can heal, if we have money to spend and they can heal, it's a good thing, you know. Because if you don't use your money to get help for your health when you need it, and God forbid that the person should die, what use is that money? You know, so money can be recovered, can make some more, but you can't make some more life if the life is snuffed out due to some terrible illness. So when people spend, people are willing to spend their money on anything to get their help, you know, that's good if the health comes that way. But what if they spend all that money, run from pillar to post, and still didn't get the help they needed? The people are trying to help. They have a good intention, the physicians, but sometimes it's over their heads. They know what to do, but they do it, but it doesn't work. Sometimes it works for a bit, but then it comes back, you know, because, you know, all they can do is manage the healthcare, you know, but the Lord is the one that healeth thee, you know. So it's a heavy burden, and we have to run from pillar to post to doctors and do all these things. It's a heavy burden. It's a heavy burden when your whatever the prayer that you put before the Lord day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and still it's not answered. It becomes a heavy burden. It becomes a heavy burden. It becomes even weariness of heart. You know, long hope, unanswered prayers makes the heart to be weary. People become weary. They become frustrated. They become discouraged. They become disappointed. Sometimes they even become disillusioned, you know, with the things of faith. They lose their faith. That's another way of saying it. You know, these are all tokens of liars, devices of the devil, you know. And Paul, you know, Paul was a very intelligent man. Paul said, look, I know how to fight. When I fight, I do surgical fights. You know, I don't just beat around the bush. I'm not even ignorant of the devices of the devil. You know, Paul said that, you know, that we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, he said, look, we don't want Satan to get an advantage of us. Verses 11 to 13 of 2 Corinthians will tell you that. We don't want Satan to get an advantage of us, you know, because we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, unfortunately, that was only Paul's testimony. Many people, in fact, most believers, unfortunately, are actually ignorant of the devil's devices. You know, but the devil will have many tricks up his sleeves. Well, Paul is revealing here that the devil can gain an advantage over us if we are ignorant of his devices. So let's not be ignorant of his devices, you know. Don't be ignorant, you know. We are calling out some of these devices today, and we are not going to beat around the bush. We're making surgical strikes. Hallelujah. You know, so Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, you know, and verse 26, he said, look, when I fight, I don't beat around the bush. I'm not beating the air. I'm not shadow boxing. I am doing surgical strikes. I know where to land my punches. And I'm not pulling any punches either. Hallelujah. So that's what we are going to do this morning. Land those punches. Strike surgically at the heart of the devil. Yes. Finish him off, you know, and concerning any evil that he's bringing your way. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance sent forth today to pierce through the tokens of the liars, to disappoint devices of the wicked, so that their hands cannot perform any of their enterprise. The arrows of the Lord's deliverance sent forth today to tear to pieces, burn up any covenants with death and any agreements with hell. They shall not stand in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if it is anything that the devil has taken out against you, voided today, as we are pointing it out, voided because it is contrary to God's law. And ladies and gentlemen, when the devil takes this knowledge away from you, then you are finished if you don't really know. Jesus said in John 8 and 32, he said, look, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, some people say, well, the truth shall set you free. But that's not all of it. If you don't know the truth, it cannot make you free. It is the truth that you know that can make you free. That's why people say knowledge is power. And if you don't know it, the devil tries to keep the people from knowing it. He bluffs his way through many things. You know, that's what he does. But once you know it, and once you know how to use that truth to your advantage, then you take away the advantage of the devil. The advantage that the devil has is through ignorance. And he piles up these devices. And make no mistake about it, these devices actually work against, you know, those who are not covered. Against that, you know, deer that wanders away from the group, you know, when they are there like that, they're there together, grouped together. The prowler is waiting, He's waiting, looking for which one he can devour. He can do it as long as they stay together in a group. But the one that wanders away from the group, when they are trying to go to the water to drink, they stay together. They are clustered together. The bigger ones, they stay around, you know, the perimeter, keep the little ones in the middle so that they can fend off evil. I mean, these animals, they have instinct. They are smart. And the prowler is just waiting. He can't attack because he doesn't know which one. I mean, they're all together like that, you know. But the moment one of them wanders off, gets out from that protection, is dead meat. That's it. There is no chance. You know, there's no chance. I watched that many times. I've seen it on National Geographic, the History Channel, all these things where they show. I love to watch those, you know, nature shows. And I learn a lot of things from it. And once they get away from the protection, that's it. It's over. Game over. It's done. So the devil is prowling, looking, you know, for whom to devour. But he can't devour you as long as you stay within the pack and you stay with the word of God covered by the blood, you know. And the scripture also says that, you know, there are many traps that the enemy can set. You know, the devil, he sets traps. But the Bible says the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. You know, when you set a fowler is somebody that spreads, you know, a net trying to catch, a bird, you know. But what does he say here in the book of Proverbs chapter 1? Let's take a look at verse 17 of Proverbs chapter 1. What does he say here when you are trying to catch a bird and you're spreading the net for the bird and the bird is looking? What does he say? He says, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. It's in vain. When you can understand the device, it won't work against you. You know, if you go out, you're trying to set a trap and the bird is looking at you, he's not going to fall for it because he's already discovered the plan. That's why the devil, you know, tries to hide his hand underhanded. As we call it, underhanded ways that comes against people of God. But Paul said, we're not ignorant. We're not going to let him have an advantage. So ladies and gentlemen, let's not be ignorant. We're calling out these devices here today. You've heard me speak in the past about Pharaoh's plan that said, let there be more burdens laden on them so that they will not have time to say, I am going to serve the Lord. Well, that's another device. You know, more burdens. It could be all of a sudden, you know, some bad news. It could be all of a sudden some evil report. It could be anything. It could be more trouble on your job, trouble in the family, more bills to pay, more exams to take if you're a student. On and on and on. The systems of this world are designed like that, to add burdens to you so that you will not have the time for the Lord. Well, you got to outsmart these devices of the devil. And don't let the enemy, you know, get an advantage of you. He says in the book of Psalm 112, you know, verse 7, the righteous man shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. He's trusting in the Lord. When the devil tries to bring an evil tiding your way, a bad bill of health, some sudden bad news from somewhere, and all of those things and so forth, they are designed, you know, to derail you from stability. The promise that God has for you is peace and righteousness and joy in the Holy Ghost. But you're not going to have peace when you have all these sicknesses and evil reports and bad things happening to friends and family. You know, are you going to really have, you know, the tranquility, you know, that you need? Well, those are tokens of lies, you know. So I've given a lot of examples today. And now we are going to pray. The walk of righteousness shall be peace. Isaiah 32 and verse 17. The effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. This is God's plan. But the devil, and that's, you know, that verse is Isaiah 32, 17 and 18. But the devil, his plan is to make, destabilize all these promises. So anything that comes against the promises of good, and I mean that are from God and for your well-being, according to Jeremiah 29, 11, those things are tokens of liars. So that's our lesson today. Now we're going to turn this thing into a dynamo of spiritual power against the devil. That's right. You heard me. We are going to turn, you know how the, you know, dynamo works. You crank things up, you crank things up, you build up energy and so forth, and then you release it. You know, so I've been cranking this thing up by these scriptures that I'm throwing out and telling you these things. We're cranking it up, Now we're going to release and shoot those arrows surgically against all the tokens of liars and all the different places that the enemy is coming against you. So ladies and gentlemen, here is where we are today. We're ready. Now strap on the full armor of God and let's go to battle. The battle is something that we know. Every battle of the warrior, Mashe Talabakori and Asaya. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise. Garments rolled in blood. But this one, Kadarebo Shalukasima, will be with a burning and fuel of fire. I'm not rolling any garments in blood. Not our garments. I'm burning. We are going to fuel and fire and burn the devil. Glory to God. Now, what kind of warfare are you ready to war today? For yourself and for people that you know. For your children and their children. For your spouse and, you know, anyone that's in your, you know, your, the core in relationships that you have, you know. So we're going to stand in prayer today for one another. And I am going to specifically pray this prayer first. Then you take this same and pray for yourself. Remember, loose thyself from the bands around your neck. Don't let the enemy put anything on you which the Lord has not put. Remember what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 15 and verse 13. What did he say? He said, look, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. So that's what we are doing today. Void. We are prohibited by God's law. The devil indeed tried to take out the contract as I saw it. But as he wrote it, I couldn't see what he was writing. He was blanked out as soon as he wrote it. I'm wondering what in the world is going on. And the voice said, void. We are prohibited by law. and said, "My, my, my." And that was a sermon message in that revelation itself. I said, "Wow." You know, so I began to develop it in my mind, look for scriptures, and this was a long time ago. Go back this thing up. And now I stand in this message today to share the same with you. The things that the enemy is trying to take out against you, are making them void, and they are voided, because they are prohibited by the perfect law of liberty. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, I want you to join me in this prayer today. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your people that are listening in right now.
Yes.
I thank you for those that will be listening in later on. I thank you for everyone that's in this room right now. And we are coming, I am coming in the name of the Lord. The Bible says, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I am coming in the name of the Lord against the talkings
of lies.
I am coming against the devices and the craftiness of the wicked. I am coming against every covenant.
Yes.
And I'm coming against every agreement with hell, even the things that you may have unadvisedly spoken with your mouth, which has become an agreement with hell, it shall not stand. Now, to assure participation in this prayer, I want you to raise your hand. Because I don't want people just to be there and not participate. Participate in this prayer by raising your hand. You know, as you raise your hand, I am going to declare and sending forth surgical strikes against the devil in all the places of his lurking, as lurking, is prowling, is trying to kill your dreams, he's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to destroy your life. He's trying to take out covenant against you. He's got your name and he's trying to write it, but I'm looking at it and it is not appearing under contract because it's been voided. It's been stricken out by the blood of the Lamb. It's been stricken out and the voice said it's void. We are prohibited by God's law. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, every Jesus. Covenant of hell,
hallelujah.
Every agreement with death, that the devil has tried to tell us, I come against it today in the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, when the Lord calls you into victory.
And the Lord said, look, I have called you to go forth. The devil said, I'm going to put you down. I'm going to put you down, you know, because of stroke. I'm going to put you down because of diabetes. I'm going to put you down because of cancer. I'm going to silence your voice. I come against those talking of lies. This agreement and covenant with death. I disannul it in the name of Jesus. So, I cover everyone that is in the room today. Lord, with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus covers you. The blood of Jesus protects you. The blood of
Jesus
is a wall and a shield around you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
the blood of Jesus disinfects everything that is inside of you. The blood of Jesus insulates you.
Yes, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood. I will instruct the angel of destruction to pass over. Glory to God. Now, I send arrows.
Hallelujah.
Deliverance. Glory to God. Walk of Satan
against in the name of every Jesus. Token of God
that is
for you,
say, comfort
your
you, comfort
children,
my people,
and their
the
children.
Of the Lord
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We are not ignorant
Hallelujah.
Of the devices of the devil.
Glory,
Lest
glory,
Satan
glory.
Should get an advantage
glory,
of
Hallelujah.
Satan will not get
glory,
an advantage. We are going to put Satan down. He's going to go down to hell before we give an inch. We are standing in the name of the Lord. We are standing upon the word of the Lord. We are going to fight, this battle on our own terms. We're not fighting on the devil's terms. We are fighting on our own terms. Those terms are what I have read out to you today. How that every device of the devil is frustrated. How that every token of the lies are disappointed. How that every agreement with hell and death are disannulled. Those are our terms. And our defense is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, the devil wants some of this. He's going to have to come through the bloodline. Don't go to the devil on his own terms. You go in the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You set the parameters. You set the rules. The Bible says that it is voided. It is disannulled. It shall not stand. You begin to quote these things. Isaiah 28 and verse 18. The Bible says that every agreement with hell shall not stand. The Bible says that every covenant with death, even the covenant of death that the devil took out to try to put your name on it, it shall not stand. I can't put your name on it. It's voided. The blood of Jesus wipes it up. Just wipes it out. He's trying to write it, but it can't stick because the blood of Jesus made it void. Glory to God. It is voided in the name of Jesus. It is voided every token of liars. You know, in Africa and some of these other weird places around the world, in some, it happens here in the United States with witchcraft and all these things. They gather together, they, you know, bring tokens and so forth. You know, I know that firsthand growing up in Nigeria and so forth, how they do tokens and different things and put things together and put it out there. And if you go there, you pass by those sites, you know, they got some things they've conjuncted and so forth. It has never worked. It has never worked. I even grew up in a weird family, you know, where someone was trying to do all of these things, you know, even against me when I was a child, even when I didn't even know the Lord, it never worked. It didn't even work then. How in the world is it going to work now? Glory to God. People take tokens. They will come in front of you. They strike out a match and they try to snuff out the light in front of you. It has never worked. The devil can never strike out my light. Glory to God. You know, instead, their light is struck out because I will contend with him that contended. Glory to God.
So
I don't even need to pray about that.
Because
I
contend
that the Lord will have mercy upon
them.
Because if the Lord's eyes of fire go against them, they are finished. So I don't pray against anybody. I just say, Lord, have mercy upon them because they don't know what they are doing. Glory to God, you know. But for me, Harabo Shetalaraba, say, Koriba Duskima, I am standing in the power of God. There is nothing the enemy can do. The enemy shall not exact upon me. The son of unrighteousness shall not afflict me. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon my lot. Rakabo Shetalabas. They can plan anything, but it will not work. Listen, there are powers of darkness. There are spiritual wickedness in heaven. Let me tell you some of the spiritual wickedness. You know, I have seen it happen. Spiritual wickedness would take out, you know, traffic light and that in an intersection where people are going. The light is just suddenly taken out, or the brakes suddenly go out and cars will just collide. Spiritual wickedness. Because they want to destroy lives. And so forth. But you, every day, before you go out, You cover yourself with the blood. The blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountains. And it flows to the lowest valleys. It is the blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it'll never lose its power. I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that covers me, covers my wife, covers my children and their children. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers the people in this room, their loved ones, their spouses, their families, their parents, their children, and their children. Hallelujah. I thank you for the blood of Jesus that covered the brethren. Hallelujah. The people of God that are called by his name, wherever they are. Thank you, Lord, because our names are covered by the blood. The devil can't see it. Glory to God. The devil can't see through the blood. The Lord has blinded his eyes. The Lord has blinded the eyes of the devil. He will wear himself out looking for a portal, and he can't find it. The prophet one day, he said, smite them, Lord, with blindness. And they smote all the army with the blindness. The army that Syrians that came up against him, they wearied themselves. They couldn't do it. The angel also smote their eyes with blindness in Lot. They wearied themselves. They couldn't find the door. Lord God Almighty, smite that devil today with blindness. He will weary himself out. He cannot find your name. He cannot find your name because you are covered by the blood. Today, I declare that every token of liars, every device and imagination of the wicked, every plan of the enemy that is not for your good, that is against you, your children and their children, or your spouse or your family, every, you know, enterprise that the devil is planning, every covenant with death and every agreement with hell, they are disannulled in Jesus' name. The tokens of liars are frustrated. Glory to God. And every plan of the enemy is disannulled. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, let your peace be upon your people. The peace that passes understanding. And you say, you know, why they do this room today? Because you're going to need it. You may not see it today, but you may see it before the end of this day or even before the end of this week. But the Lord always knows what he's doing. And, you know, the Lord already prayed for you in this room today. So go with that confidence and you enforce the thing yourself. Hallelujah. We are enforcers of what Christ already did. That's it. We need to enforce it. Glory to God. You enforce anytime the peeping and the lying spirits bring any suggestions that are contrary to wellness, contrary to your health, contrary to your joy, contrary to your peace and your assurance forever. Then you speak this word against it, that those things are voided because they are prohibited by God's law. They are voided and they are prohibited by God's law. Father, I thank you for all your people today. Thank you for the victory that we have in Christ. Thank you for the blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Glory to God. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, over everyone that is here today, that are here present, listening in right now, those that we listen to the replays to later on, either on their own or maybe the replays are shared to them, I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. For in him, we move. In him, we live. In him we have our being, and our lives are hid in God with Christ. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot see us. The enemy shall not see you. Hallelujah.
The tokens of lies shall not prosper. I am he that frustrated those tokens, saith the Lord. And I am he that maketh diviners to be mad and turneth their wisdom backwards, make them foolish. Hallelujah. I take even wise men in their own counsels. I break their wisdom to pieces, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And I cause my people to be at rest. My presence shall go before you, saith the Lord, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Rest, peace, and tranquility. Rest and assurance forever in the name of Jesus. Now I speak to every storm, every raging tempest that's raising its ugly head. Peace, be still. In the name of Jesus, just like Christ spoke to the storms, I speak to every storm raging its ugly head here this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen.